97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. People in Wisconsin Rapids participated in the Free America Walkout on Tuesday. The protest, organized nationally by Women's March, asked Americans to walk out of work, school, and commerce on the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. Several dozen people gathered in single-digit temperatures on the corner of East Riverview Expressway and Lincoln Street. Local protest organizer Chris Dallenauer.
It has not been a good year for our country. Financially, emotionally, it's just been a terrible year. Instead of being the world's protector, he is making us into the world's enemy.
Dallenauer expressed concern over recent comments made by President Trump.
I don't want to go to war with anyone. And I think there's been a lot of war rhetoric from our president about taking Greenland by force. And these are our allies.
Jack Fayville held a sign reading Unmask ICE.
Well, we don't necessarily have to abolish ICE, but they need to follow the law and not act with impunity like they are in Minneapolis right now.
Dallenauer was among those at the protest saying laws should be followed by citizens, immigrants who have committed the civil offense of entering the country illegally, and by law enforcement, including ICE.
I'm not against keeping our border safe, and I'm not against taking criminal immigrants out. But so many of the people that are being arrested or stopped and detained are people who have not committed any crimes, or some of them are U.S. citizens. And I don't think that they're going about it the right way.
A Wisconsin Master Naturalist training course is happening for the first time in the Central Sands area of the state. This training through the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is in coordination with the Aldo Leopold Foundation and the Ho-Chunk Nation. Local contact and instructor Jean Mansavage.
So this is the first chance to actually learn more about the natural history and the cultural history as it relates to it here in the central part of the state.
Once trained, master naturalists use their skills to make sustained, meaningful impacts within their communities. Between 2013 and 2024, master naturalists in the state have volunteered over 363,000 hours, bringing a value of $12.19 million in stewardship, citizen science, and education to Wisconsin. This training will take place in a four-session program throughout the seasons of the year, with the first on February 20th and 21st at Sand Valley Golf Resort.
We'll study the region's natural history from the glacial origins to our modern living ecosystems.
In May, the training happens in Black River Falls with the Ho-Chunk Nation, July at UW-Stevens Point, and in October at the Aldo Leopold Center in Baraboo.
So we'll consider Leopold's land ethic and how it broadens our sense of community, and also the Ho-Chunk Nation's relationship to the land that creates a more sustained living environment.
Registration ends February 13th, and there are opportunities for financial assistance if needed. You can find more information and register at wimasternaturalist.org. An extreme cold watch has been issued that will go into effect late Thursday night through Saturday morning. Dangerously cold wind chills as low as 35 to 45 below zero are possible, starting late on the night of the 22nd and continuing through the 24th. These cold temperatures will affect Marathon, Portage, Wood, Langland, Lincoln, Oneida, Vilas, Florence, and Forest counties. Wind chills this low can cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Cover all exposed skin when outside and keep pets indoors as much as possible. You can help protect Wisconsin waters by reducing your winter salt use. Although salt keeps roads safer during the winter, harmful chlorides from salt get into lakes, streams, and groundwater. Increased salt levels in the water can corrode bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also harm pets, causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. The Wisconsin DNR recommends avoiding oversalting, switching to sand or other ice melters for lower temperatures, and shovel walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. For more information, visit the DNR's website. the Central Wisconsin Model Railroaders are holding their 28th annual Arctic Run Model Railroad Show in Stevens Point this weekend. They'll be at the Holiday Inn Convention Center Hotel on Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 3. Several area train clubs will have layouts to view, along with swap and sales tables and vendors. Ticket prices are $5 for adults, $2 for kids 12 to 17, and 11 and under are free. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy with a little light snow developing after lunch today. Not going to be a lot, a half inch to an inch with a high right around 22. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 1 above. A few more flurries possible than tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.